Unit 5.
Part 1. Warm up.
Dialogue 1.
Hey, Leo. How come you look so terrible? What's going on?
You can say that again. Susan's brother dropped in from out of town, so I offered to put him up for a few days. But he's driving me up a wall. This guy is a bottomless pit.
How gross. I can't handle people like that. Does he at least give you a hand around the house?
He doesn't lift a finger. I bend over backwards, cleaning up all day, and he sleeps in until noon.
Man, what a freeloader. You better do something quick or I'll never hit the road. After all, he's got it made in the shade here.
You think he might stay even longer?
Now, don't go losing your temper. If you've tolerated all you can, just kick him out, but do it with gloves. I know. Tell him a white lie, like you're getting the house fumigated.
That wouldn't be a lie. Dialogue 2. Hi, Ellen. How's it going?
Can't be better. Bob, aren't you glad the semester is over?
Yep. Are you going to the rock concert Friday night?
I didn't think much of it. Are you?
Sure. Would you like to go with me?
Sounds like fun.
You'll have to buy your own ticket, though.
Are you broke again? Let me treat you.
Wow. When did you come into so much cash?
You know, I am a waitress at the student center. Anyway, now those final exams are almost over, I'd love a night out.
Dialogue 3.
So, what happened?
He never came.
He stood you up?
I wouldn't exactly characterize it that way. I think something happened. Something terrible and unexpected that made it impossible for him to... What if he showed up, took one look at me, and left?
Not possible.
Maybe there was a subway accident.
Absolutely.
A train got trapped underground with him inside.
And no phone.
And you know how those express trains create suction. Part 2. Small talk.
Small talk 1. Hi, Mel. Would you like to come and have a cup of coffee this afternoon?
I'd love to, but you know I've got another appointment. I'm really sorry.
I see. Then what about tomorrow at Starbucks? I'm afraid not. You gotta know something. I'm not available anymore, but I know Becky has a crush on you. Are you kidding me? Becky? She's a real bitch. Small talk 2.
If you're ever in Chicago, please do look me up.
Well, yes, I'd like to, if it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all. I think maybe you will meet some of my friends here as well.
That'd be fine. Small talk 3. We thought you might like to participate in our rehearsal.
I'm afraid I'm already booked up for next Sunday. But thank you just the same.
That's a pity. We can arrange another time, hopefully. Small talk 4.
Betty and I will throw a dinner party this weekend. We'd like you to come.
That would be very nice. Only that I'll be a little late. Is that okay?
Sure. We'll be looking forward to that day.
So will I. Thank you. Small talk 5.
Like to come over to our fancy dress party?
Oh, what a shame. I have a class tomorrow.
Well, then join us some other time.
Yeah, thanks. And have fun.